Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 2 o'clock. You know what that means.
Hey, man!
It's time for Dukes and Bell, the best sports talk duo, breaking down the hottest topics in the ATL.
Wait a minute.
That's huge, big.
We like our sports like we like our brew. Fresh and crisp to the last out.
Yeah.
Carl Dukes.
You're not listening.
And Mike Bell.
Give me a freaking break.
Are about to take over the airwaves.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here's Carl Dukes and Mike Bell.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Today on our behind-the-scenes show, I asked the crew, how disappointed are you with the Falcons season? And we all went around the room. We all had a chance to speak on it. And Day-Day spoke his piece. He's wearing black again today because he's in mourning.
Yes, he is.
Mike spoke his piece. I spoke mine. And then Big O said, well, you know, I mean, we had to have a lot of things go right this year for this to fall into place.
And then we all said, shut up,
yes,
Warren.
Yes, that's exactly what we said. He said, you know, we had a lot of things that we needed to fall into place. And if this went right, and this went right, and if this went right, then we might have a chance to be a good team. And ironically, there's a gentleman, Mike. His name is Tim G1981 on YouTube.
Not my burner account, by the way.
Tim G1981. And this, I just want to read this to you guys, okay? And then Mike and I are going to address this. Because believe it or not, Tim G1981 on YouTube says, I agree with Big O. The rest of you are just playing radio. We knew this was not a playoff team, even if they made it. We know that that wasn't going to be the case.
Well, that's two arguments now, isn't it?
He says, be honest with yourself. This team is not talented and lacking good players at positions we've been ignoring for years. He also goes on to say, we have an injury-prone quarterback and can't protect him. The last couple of quarterbacks we have had haven't been able to protect them either. I guess it's what you guys have been ignoring. Mike, I guess he's calling us out. And by the way, I don't know what playing radio is. I've discussed this for years. I speak how I speak. I tell you exactly what's on my mind. You may not like it, but there is nothing that I've rehearsed or attempted to come in here and go, yeah, you know what? I'm just going to say that to piss people off today. I don't do that, all right? I tell you exactly where I'm at, whether you like it or you don't. But Mike Bell, he basically says Big O is right in the sense that, well, if this goes right and that goes right and this goes right, then we might have a chance. But I don't know. I feel like, you know, all that stuff was not going to work out. And he says that we knew this was not a playoff team going into this season. Did we know that, Mike?
No, we didn't know that. We thought the over-under was 8 in Vegas, 7.5 in some sports books, 8 in others. We knew that Michael Penix, we said this back, guys, we can rewind. We have our receipts on social media. We talked about Penix is going to grow. He's going to make some rookie mistakes like all rookie quarterbacks do as he gets his first, you know, 15 to 16 or whatever, however games. We didn't know he was going to be injured under his belt. But we thought this team had addressed some things on defense. We had high hopes for the defensive rookies. We picked up Leonard Floyd. Didn't know Divine Diablo was going to be as good. But, you know, we thought we, you know, had something. Maybe we didn't know. But we still both thought it was 10. As Carl said, when we actually start arguing with each other, people are like, what's going on? Mom and Dad are fighting. Because it's legit. Because when we really differ, it is a legitimate beef. We don't play radio. I mean, yes, there are people in this town that do that.
What are you talking about?
We don't. Please, Cha-Cha. We don't do that. But now, again, I don't know who this guy is. I mean, is everybody who watches the show a turd? Anyway, but
Tim G1981.
Because he agrees with me, he's a turd?
Because your take is crap, Warren. But no, I mean, as far as, you know, and we encourage you not to be a turd and watch us on Twitch and YouTube and balance out the negative Nellies. Because we do feel, and we did feel at the time, This was a 6-3 team. This was a playoff team last year.
Why wouldn't we believe that they were going to be a playoff team this year?
Right. We thought that the same elements were in place. Penix, yes, take his lumps, but the team was going to be better because you've added pieces to it. We've talked, the offensive line was considered one of the better ones in the NFL. Now, we did have concerns about Elijah Wilkinson taking it for Caleb McGarry, but that didn't really manifest itself until parts of the losing streak. Then this team started making self-inflicted mistakes, both from the players by not doing their jobs and the coaches by not doing theirs. But we never thought this team, I never in a million years did not expect this team to win 10 games.
I agree with you. Tim G, 1981, that's where we're at. You're wrong. I think if you would have polled most Falcon fans before the season started, they were in the same corner that Mike and I were. And as a matter of fact, we were all excited about what we saw at the end of the season with Michael Penix that gave us even more reason to believe this team was going to be better.
And I even said I was going to temper my hype. Remember that? I said I was not going to be the hype man. And then we got to practice. I'm like, I'm pretty hyped.
That's what happens.
Because there was a lot of good things to see. Now,
Missouri Bell, show me.
Thank you, Orrin. And you are entitled to your take, Orrin. Your take is your take, as is the person who responded. You're not turds.
Tim G, 1981.
Now, the other guy that Day-Day's got, I mean, that guy might be a turd. But anyway, we had some high hopes. The schedule, we knew there were some parts of the schedule was going to be tough. There's also parts of the schedule we anticipated being a hell of a lot easier. And it should have been. It still should be easier, but we blew it.
We did blow it. And here's the other thing that we blew. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're responding to our pre-show. It's called Behind the Scenes. You can check it out every day around 11:15-ish or so, and it's live and all socials. But here's the thing, Tim. You got to get two things right in this league. Two things only. Everything else falls into place. You got to get the quarterback right, and you got to get the coach right. We didn't get the coach right. And the reason why I know that is because I'm looking at other teams like the Chicago Bears, who have a new coach, and their quarterback all of a sudden looks different. I'm looking at the Broncos, Mike, and Sean Payton and what he's done with that quarterback situation. I'm looking at the Patriots, who are 11-2 after last night. And Vrabel comes in after 4 years. Did you guys forget how bad it was at the end of Belichick? 4 years. Remember, the quarterback left and went and won a Super Bowl. Belichick stayed. It fell apart. Vrabel's there now, and he has a quarterback who had an up-and-down rookie year, but they got it right. Drake May and Vrabel. Look at the Rams with Sean McVay and Stafford, and he made that trade for this reason, guys. They went and won a Super Bowl. The Bucks with Baker Mayfield for all the crap we've given Baker. Right. We didn't get those two things right. And here's the crazy thing about where we are right now, Mike. You have your questions about the coach. We also have our questions about the quarterback. Because we don't know if that's going to be right now.
Right. I mean, you go into this next season, and again, we may get him ready for camp. He might not be ready for week one. You know, we're going to have to go to that. And as I said to guys today on the prep show, our pre-show behind the curtain, there's like a rogues gallery of guys. I mean, you want to roll Russell Wilson out here next year in a gap year? You know, and then we got to wait till midseason. Then you're going to, you know, hopefully Penix is ready to go. I mean, who God knows what that'll be? Who knows who the coaching staff will even be? You may have a coaching staff and a new general manager if Arthur Blank decides to do something.
Do something.
You haven't done anything dangerous?
And, you know, I mean, there's just not a lot of pieces. You know, we talked about it. I mean, there's some guys you might be interested in, but they're not available. Who is it? With the 49ers. Brock Purdy's backup.
Mac Jones.
Mac Jones is he's under contract. You know, if you guys, we'll go get Mac Jones. And trade what? You know, we don't have a lot of equity. You know, we got to get a better corner opposite A.J. Terrell.
Agreed.
You know, and we got to beef up the linebackers.
You know what I want? Speed on the outside and legitimate guys who can catch the ball on the outside.
We need a tall, athletic number, WR2. We got to get rid of Mooney.
That is, for me, Mike.
That's it.
Because your quarterback is going to be, at the end of the day, if our quarterback and Michael Penix is going to be special, you got to give him those kinds of weapons. He just doesn't have that right now. But this whole conversation stems from Tim G, 1981, saying basically, we knew this wasn't going to be a playoff team.
Can I say something, though, Carl?
Yeah, what's up, O?
Shut up, Meg.
A lot of coulda, woulda, shouldas, and ifs right now, you guys are saying. If we had a good wide receiver.
No, this is the coach's job to do this.
I'm just saying, though, if we had a better coach.
This was not the conversation in August. In August, we talked about Drake London, Darnell Mooney, a guy named Ray Ray, who we cut. We talked about Pitts.
What's up, Ray Ray?
Now Pitts, we kind of expected Pitts to, you know, is Pitts going to show out? It was a contract year. Pitts continued to beat Pitts, you know, some good, some bad, some everything.
And not only that, national
national
everybody
people
was on us.
And week two, NBC basically says Bijan Robinson is the next Saquon Barkley. So that's not a team that's going the wrong way.
Everybody was on us.
We were 5-2 at one point. We weren't. We were very well in a good spot.
But it's easy now, Tim. It's easy to
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Say what you're saying. Hindsight's 20/20. When you go back and you go, well, we weren't going to do anything anyway, well, then you are the few people in that corner. Most people thought that we would. Why we've gotten to this spot, well, there are a lot of reasons for that. 404-726-0929. Follow Mike. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'em Up, see Dukes. And follow the radio show at Dukes and Bell 929. Of course, follow the radio station at 929 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.